This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. From Missouri, for now. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. There is a telephone listen line, and it is working. It works when we are live, 712-770-9418, provided by Global Star. Thank you, Global Star. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth. Uh-oh. Gwyneth, you... Okay, we lost Gwyneth. Yeah. Okay, so Friday... Got an interesting broadcast. Ron Allen's going to be with us. Ron Allen is a USA Prepares instructor. He's the voice behind our intros, outros, rejoiners. And we're going to talk about what has happened to radio commercials. What has happened? What's happened to radio? I believe that radio is being dumbed down below the lowest common denominator. And that's hour number two. Hour number one is Rex Curley. You've heard of RK Gun Shows? Well, RK, Rex Curley. And I met him I met Rex this past weekend. And I asked him, what the heck is happening with gun shows? Where are all the guests? Where are they? You know, those people who pay the... What used to be $4, and then $5, $6, $7, $8, $10, now $12 to attend, to walk around, to see if they want to buy things. What happened to them, and what has happened to the exhibitors, you know, the people trying to sell things from their tables? Where did they go? They used to measure gun shows in the number of tables. Well, the table count's down. And the guest count is down. So we're going to talk about what happened when he's on the air on Friday. So if you have any questions about gun shows or if you have any questions about radio, Friday's the day to call. 866-582-9933 is the number when we're live. Gwyneth Isaacs is now with us. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I am well. You know... there's something that has captivated my attention, at least partially, and that is this Harry and Meghan thing. And some people say it's an absolute distraction. I mean, it's just, you know, two people. No, I think it's way, 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 way bigger than that. I think it is indicative of what happens with young people, how they want whatever they want, and they don't even know what they want. They say that opposites attract. I got to tell you, I don't think so. Maybe in a few cases, and I think people want to marry people like them. So, for example, if you're Chinese, if you find someone who's Chinese as a spouse, the culture is probably going to be somewhat similar, and that might work really well. And if you're Irish or Italian or English or black or American, Indian, whatever, Japanese, whatever it may be, Australian, I think if you find someone with a similar culture, it's going to work a lot better than if you find someone who was raised with a different culture. So we have Harry, who's been exposed to just fantastic wealth all his life. And you've got Megan, who wants wealth. So you've got someone who is, in my opinion, a social climber, her, and a guy who's already there, him. Now, how well would that possibly work? And it doesn't look like it's working so well. So she must work some kind of magic on him. And I don't really want to say what I'm thinking, but she must work some kind of magic that has lured him away from the castles and the palaces and the wealth and just thrown it all away. It's like Europe's biggest dope. And I have no respect for her. None. She just can't get enough of me first. Look at me. Walk my dogs. Look at me with this expensive outfit. Look at me with my $157,000 wedding dress in white. I don't think very much of her. Actually, I don't think much of her at all. Actually, I don't even like her. Actually, I dislike her. Actually, I despise her for the way she behaves. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, us, you know, these two, I consider that they are the reincarnation of Henry VIII and Anne of Cleves. And they did this the last time around. If you look in the history books and you really read the history books carefully, Henry VIII was his own man until he met Anne of Cleves. And he married Anne of Cleves. Anne of Cleves was, I think, wife number three. And, you know, so she was after Catherine of Aragon, after Anne Boleyn. And, you know, so and then he met Anne of Cleves, and for whatever reason, you know, he married her. And then he couldn't consummate the marriage with Anne of Cleves. And so, you know, they got an annulment, which is kind of like a divorce. Not quite the same, but, you know, more or less the same as a divorce after 6 months. And then instead of, like, booting her out of the palace, he kept her on as a royal counsellor for the rest of her life. And he didn't do anything without asking Anne of Cleves what he should do. So he went from, Henry VIII went from being a man's man who did as he pleased, and he was the king and that was that, and, you know, if you didn't like it, that was too bad, to he couldn't make any decisions on his own without asking Anne of Cleves first. And I would say that it's exactly the same pattern of behaviour that's going on here. And within a few years of that, he kept eating and slowed down in his exercise regime. And before long, Henry VIII was so fat that if he wanted to go horse riding, he had to get a crane to pick him up and put him on the back of a 17 or 18 hand high Clydesdale horse. And that was self-indulgent. And he eventually ended up getting so fat, this was Henry VIII, that he couldn't wipe his own bottom. He had to hire a royal servant who was the royal bottom wiper. And that, you know, that's quite a change from how he was when he was younger. And it's the same mode of behaviour, but in a modern context. And even after Henry VIII and Anne of Cleves were no longer married, He didn't boot her out of the palace. He still sought her advice and made her a senior royal advisor for every little decision that he made. And so I would say that they are, that they are reincarnated, these two. And it's the same pattern playing out this time as what it was the last time. Except this time, thankfully, he's not the king. Last time he was the king, and it ended up going quite badly for all of England because, among other things, Henry VIII failed to produce a male heir, and after he died, his daughters... he did produce a male heir. That was Edward VII, and he was a sickly child, and his sister killed him, basically. Stepsister killed him. Half-sister killed him. And that was... It ended up going quite disastrously, but it took a whole generation for the fruits of his actions to play out. Yeah, and, you know, it's... Oh, my gosh. There really is nothing new under the sun. And the thing is, when God puts us on the earth again, he gives us a chance to try and make some better decisions the next time. And personally, I don't think that they're making the better decisions. I think that they're making the same bad decisions that they made the last time. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. And so yesterday, I talked about them. Because I think it's a really big story. I think they are whiners. I think they are children in 30-year-old bodies. You know, children in adults' bodies. They are behaving as children. But even though they are doing it, they're not the only ones. There are so many millennials that melt down, can't handle the pressure, but they still have their cell phones. They still send selfies to people. Look at me. Look at my dog. Look at me. Look at my dog. What are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I mean, nonsense. People are now looking at their cell phones thousands of times per day. Thousands of times per day. So here's what I had to, this is just a recap. This is what the internet says about what I said on yesterday's broadcast. It says, and listen carefully, class, please. New TV shows? ? North America's stupidest people? Europe's biggest dopes? World's biggest losers? And me first's worldwide competition? Harry and Meghan in first place, even before the shows start. Okay? What I'm saying is, it's tongue-in-cheek. Who are the stupidest people in America? They are. Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
Because they walked away from the Queen. Harry walked away from his family. He dumped his family. He dumped his royal duties. He dumped the wealth. He had everything. Nobody has more than Harry. Nobody. And he threw it away. Biggest dopes. Same thing. Europe's biggest dopes. Because they had everything. If they wanted to ride horses, shoot, whatever they wanted to do, jet set around, buy $1 million worth of clothing a year. They wanted to take a housing and combine it into a $3 million worth of renovations. Forget the property cost. Forget the house cost. Forget the amenities. Just cleaning it up and renovating it. $3 million. They threw that away. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, and I maintain that Harry and Meghan are demonstrating for the world to see their childish, immature, demanding, look-at-me behavior. Two millennials, the poster children for this kind of behavior. But they're not alone. They are just the centerpiece for the world to see, the billboard for the world to see of how millennials behave. There are tens to hundreds of millions more of these childish millennials. I've seen it. I've seen it lots and lots and lots of times. Know-nothing millennials. Children in adult bodies that don't know how to do much, that think they know everything. And they really know so little. They are consumers of social media. That they know how to do. But what does that do for them? It's kind of like people who watch football games. And when they're all done, what have they accomplished? Well, they know the score, they know the players. They're on the sidelines. They become Monday morning quarterbacks. If only, if I were there, I would have, you know, they could have, we should have. But of course, they weren't there unless they were watching it live, but they weren't on the field. Harry torpedoed the Queen and the rest of his family. They were planning their brand. They were planning this. They registered the Sussex Royal. They registered that for hundreds of, or about 100 products that they plan on labeling with their brand so that they can make money the easy way, licensing their brand. Can you imagine that? But yet, they walked away from the crown. They want the label. They want the title. They want the money. Well, they want their financial independence. But they want it. They don't want it. They don't know what they want. They don't know what they're doing. And they're careless and reckless. And I have a feeling that the damage that Meghan has done to the crown is immeasurable. The respect that was once given to the crown, I believe, has fallen dramatically. And she did it. She did it. She caused it. And is she of the same socioeconomic values of Harry? Now, I don't like Harry either. But they're different. They're not the same. And I'll say it because no one else wants to say it. She is of mixed race. White and black. How is it possible? How is it possible that they could have the same values? Because they had different upbringing. Different upbringing. Generally speaking, this will get, probably get me in a lot of trouble. I'm not being racist. I'm just saying she is of black and white race. Even her family doesn't get along. She's estranged from her family. Mixed race. It doesn't work so well. Robert De Niro married a black woman. Didn't work so well. I'm surprised that I'm the only one who seems to see this. I would prefer that our children marry people like them, whatever that is. Now, it seems to me that the social part is really, really big. The values, the upbringing, what is important, what's not, what's right, what's wrong. Religion. When Mrs. Finelli and I decided to get married, she was a Dutch Reformed believer. She decided that she would convert to Roman Catholicism. I didn't say, now look, you know how this works, right? You're going to have to be Catholic. She decided on her own without me even mentioning it. Because she thought it was important to have the same belief. And she wanted to know more about Catholicism. Both of us have kind of wandered away from the Catholic Church. We still believe in God, but we don't go to church because we don't think we have to. Did one convince the other? No, we figured it out at the same time.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a very contentious and very long 13-hour day one of the Senate impeachment trial against President Trump, a second day will begin this afternoon. President Trump himself is still in Davos, Switzerland, where he did tell reporters of the entire impeachment process.
But this is the greatest witch hunt This started from the day I came down with the future First Lady. The day we came down the escalator, this started.
Today is the 47th anniversary of the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion, and President Trump has proclaimed the day National Sanctity of Human Life Day, saying there is more to be done to reduce abortions. This year's March and Rally for Life in the nation's capital, not being held on this anniversary, but instead it will be held on Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So I've been talking about socioeconomic values. I know for a fact that Mrs. Fennelli is not going to go and buy a new car and say, honey, wait till you see what I bought in the driveway for you. It's never going to happen. However, that's because we have the same socioeconomic values. Megan and Harry do not, in my opinion, because she spent almost $1 million on her wardrobe in 1 year. 2018. Now, what would you do if your wife pulled a stunt like that? Or your husband pulled a stunt like that? Would you blow a gasket? Would you say, well, no, that's okay. It's only money. What would you do? That's what I'm talking about. So all of a sudden, she's got so much money she doesn't know what to do with it, and she blows it in public for everybody to see. And the taxpayers are saying, whoa, what? What? That's what I'm talking about. And if you want to see something really interesting, here's what you do. You go to the internet, your favorite search engine. It probably should be something like StartPage or DuckDuckGo. Go to DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo.com. And type in Meghan. Here's what I typed in. Meghan Markle, comma family. Then click on images. Take a look at what you see. And look at the pictures that are there. And then in your own mind, say, how well is this going to work with the royal family? How is the family barbecue with all the in-laws going to work out? Do you think everybody wants the same kind of food? Do you think everybody's going to want the same kind of music? Do you think everybody's going to be talking about the same kind of subjects? Or will it be like a line down the middle of the barbecue where one half of the family, one side, is on one side of the line and the other side of the family is on the other side? It's difficult to make mixed marriages work. It really is. No one's saying it. So I figured I'd say, and this may be my last day. I may be accused of being a racist. I'm not a racist. I have some wonderful black friends. Wonderful. I've been to the farm. I've been to their weddings. I went to school with them. We really love each other. But I think socioeconomic values are very, very important. And I think y'all ought to consider that. And I think that's what's going to kill this marriage. And maybe take down the royal family. Do you think that that's a stretch, Gwyneth, what I just said about this could be damaging and maybe take down the royal family?
Well, I think that, I think that Prince William is probably doing the right thing in trying to talk some sense into his little brother. And that his little brother just couldn't see it, and that was what created the rift between them. I think that because Prince William has sort of made that stand and tried to say to him, listen, just, you know, cut it out. And, you know, could you try and get your wife to, you know, do what she's supposed to do? I think that he objected to that, and that was what created the rift. And I think because Prince William did that, I think that this is not going to pull down the whole royal family, but I think that they're making some really unwise decisions, and that the Sussexes are digging themselves into a bit of a hole. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, absolutely it does. And so here's the question that I don't understand. Can Parliament meet and say, you know what, we don't need him anymore. We really run the country. We really don't need the Queen. We don't need the royals. We don't need the expenses. We don't need any of these extravagances. So let's abolish the royal portion of the government. Can Parliament do that?
Well, yes and no. They did it once before, and that really didn't work so well. It threw the country into a civil war. And that was from about the year 1647, 1648 to 1660. They actually beheaded King Charles I, and they tried to murder his son as well, but his son fled from the Battle of Worcester, and actually he didn't flee from the Battle of Worcester. He was kidnapped out of the Battle of Worcester by a friend of his who happened to be a highwayman, His name was called James Hind. James Hind rode into the battle, saw that the king was in desperate, or the, you know, the prince, who was going to be the king one day, but saw that the prince was in desperate trouble, rode into the battle, scooped him up, put him on his horse, and rode off with him. And, you know, they ended up at a particular bay where there was a French ship sitting in the bay, and then, you know, Prince Charles, you know, not the one we've got today, but the one who would become Charles II, got into a boat and was rowed across to the French ship, sailed off to France, and that was what happened then. And then when that happened, then Parliament took over and imposed such tyranny that England had not seen in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, including massive taxation, which we've discussed on this broadcast before. With, you know, they were taxing windows and chimneys. So, you know, and a lot of families were driven to poverty. A lot of immensely wealthy families were driven to tremendous poverty by this. And that is why the British are so reluctant to get rid of the royals, because the royals, for all their flaws, do provide some sort of checks and balances that is fairly independent of politics. But the thing is that there's this thing called noblesse oblige, where the nobles, especially the royal family, are required to look after the ordinary people. That's you and me, or not you because you're American, but the, you know, everybody who's under the British Empire, or was the British Empire, or whatever. But the royal family is supposed to ensure that our rights are maintained, okay? And if they stop doing that, then the people are entitled to engage in lawful rebellion. And that is under Section 61 of the Magna Carta. And that is the same Section 61 of the Magna Carta that the Americans stood on hundreds of years ago with their lawful rebellion, that which was, you know, began at the Battle of Lexington Concord, that began the War of Independence because the British Crown wanted to take people's guns. And, you know, the thing that people overlook is that the British Crown is supposed to be there to ensure that our common law rights are upheld. This is common law rights like, you know, the right to bear arms. That right to bear arms didn't come with the Second Amendment. The right to bear arms was given by God. And it was given by God to be a check and a balance on tyrannical power, either from government or from an invading military force. If everybody, and we saw this earlier on this week in Richmond, because the people who were there were bearing arms, then the government, so-called, what's this face who calls himself the governor of Virginia, was not able to start the riot that he wanted to start because there were just too many armed people there who would take out any morons who wanted to come in and make trouble. But it's supposed to be the Crown's duty to ensure that the people are armed. It's the Crown's duty to ensure that the people have rights like habeas corpus. That means the privacy of the person, okay? That means, you know, unwarranted searches. You know, that the blue team are not allowed to just stop you for no reason, just because they feel like it, and infringe on your rights to steal your property. And just, you know, just search your vehicle see what you've got. If you've got $10,000 in there, hey, maybe you're taking that $10,000, you know, to give as a wedding present to your daughter or something. I don't know. You know, in some cultures, that's how they are. They take, you know, in some, you know, even in some European cultures, they give large amounts of cash to their, you know, children at the wedding just to, you know, help them get started. The Greeks do that, you know. So if you're a Greek man and you're on your way to a Greek wedding, you might have $10,000 in the car just to give to your children that are getting married, just to give them a bit of a happy start in life, you know. But if you do that today, then the cops are going to pull you over and they're going to say, oh, where'd you get this $10,000 from? It obviously comes from dealing in drugs and we're going to take it, thank you very much. And they've become nothing more than a hireman's cartel. And they're supported in these actions by the Crown. And this is what is really the really, really big danger. The whole Harry and Meghan thing is a symptom, not a disease. That is a symptom of a royal house that has really gotten out of control, has actually lost any real power, and is now, you know, having a last desperate fling of wealth and partying, because they know that coming down the road is really, really difficult times. And I don't think that Meghan knows this. And I don't know if Harry even consciously knows this, but this is what royal families always do. I don't wish any harm on the royal family. You know, I want them to stay, because as long as they stay, then some semblance of common law is upheld in the realm. You know, if you look at what happened to the Romanovs in Russia, and if you look what happened to the Bourbon King in France, okay, it's all the same. They get into wealth and
hold
luxury.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, it's not just Harry and Meghan. We are seeing the symptoms of the decay of morality. Reckless spending. Spending of other people's money. The lack of knowledge of etiquette. Bad behavior. And the flaunting of the lack of knowledge of proper behavior. This bad behavior is happening in the United States as well. Young people are recklessly spending the hard-earned wealth / inheritance of people who have died before them. They're buying fancy cars, jewelry, fancy clothing, vacations, stuff to make them happy. But the people who left that money did not necessarily do that. They worked hard to earn that money, not to be squandered. They would be spinning in their graves if they knew that young people today were waiting for them to die so they could get the money to make them happy, to buy things to make them happy. And if you look at what Meghan has been doing, she's been spending money to make herself happy. Here is an article, Daily Mail, United Kingdom. Quote, exclusive. It's the best thing that could ever happen to him. Meghan tells friends it was her love for Harry that made their new life possible, and he'll flourish now. As she insists, their spirits were being crushed by royal family. Meghan Markle has been telling her friends that quitting the royal family is the best thing that could ever happen to Prince Harry, a source told Daily Mail. She said that, like her, his spirit was being crushed and she simply couldn't stand to see him suffer any more. They're living in a $14 million mansion, and there's no rush to move out of it. They've been using it. They've been using a $14 million family mansion for their family. The friend also said that Meghan and Harry are not planning on changing their website or Instagram name. They will keep the royal part in the website and the name. Meghan says they will always be considered royalty regardless of where they live or what they do. Does that sound like a me firster to you? It sure does to me. That's why I'm disgusted with that pair. It just bothers me. They think they deserve it. What does Harry know how to do? Do you think he could change your oil or replace a shock absorber? Patch a tire? Change a water pump? Think he could do any of those things? I doubt
Probably
it.
Not.
I doubt it. Yeah.
Probably not. So, the Queen could, if she was younger.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She could get
She used to do mechanical repairs on her own vehicles when she was younger. Mm-hmm. She learned how to do it herself. She didn't have to, but she was curious as to how this happened, how an automobile worked. And she got the mechanic to teach her how to do basic mechanical repairs. So that if she was out and about one day and her car broke down, that she might be able to, fix it herself and get it home. But,
and
she's 93 now, and I don't think anyone would expect their 93-year-old grandma to go changing the oil.
Yeah, and if we put a tank, a military tank in front of her, and she got in it, she might say something like, wait a minute, just give me a minute. It's been a long time since I drove one of these.
Yeah, she probably would, actually.
And I'm not exaggerating.
She'd say something like, oh, yes, it's not so bad. I can do this. I have this.
Yeah, I remember. I remember now.
I remember how
Yeah, I haven't been in one of these in a while.
There we go.
All right, well, I got Joanne sent me this. Now, we've got a little bit of a delay, so it's difficult. We're stepping on each other verbally, not intentionally, but it's because of the delay across half the world. But here is something that Joanne, one of our class, sent me. And this is about the tax implications for Harry and Meghan. Now that Harry and Meghan intend to retreat from the royal duties to attain financial independence, the tax considerations are a little up in the air. And I'll tell you a little bit more about it. It's a real problem. Are they going to pay U.S. taxes or are they going to avoid them? Are they going to pay U.K. taxes or are they going to avoid them? How about Canadian taxes? Exactly where are they? And Meghan is a U.S. citizen. She's not a U.K. citizen. So she's going to have to make up her mind, and it's going to cost them dearly.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.